Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're not already doing it, follow us all on Instagram. I have to say, Bryn has been posting, doing live videos that are... They're so cute, your little interactions with other people. And yesterday he did a live thing. Or was that just a story where you were grinding some kind of gardening equipment?
I got so many messages about that.
It was he's doing it, and there's like, he's kind of squinting his eyes as he's using a grinder on the steel, and the sparks are flying. I'm like, what are you
doing?
The sparks
are flying the other way, though, away from my face.
Sometimes they popped up. There was, you know, eye gear. Set an example.
You're right. I will wear that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Whoa, wait a minute. I feel like that conversation just took a horrible turn. Weren't you in the process of complimenting him for posting so prolifically, and then somehow it turned into a mom moment?
Well,
it was a total mom.
It's hard for me to not mom. But it's, yeah, he, and then last night he did a whole thing from the studio that was much less dangerous. It did look less dangerous. But it's just fun to see, you know, how people act when they're on their live videos. I enjoy it very much.
On my Instagram, as you've suddenly taken over the Instagramming by storm. I mean, I don't know what to say. But between you and Jane and Johnny, who post a lot to your stories, and then I repost them. Uh-huh. I've learned how to just hit repost.
Yeah.
So I've got a million stories in my story now that are from Sarah and from Slappy Stuff and from Jane and from Johnny. And then I posted one, and then I posted some more stuff from other people. I realized my post is completely lost in the mix.
Buried.
Yeah, but, you know, I did notice, because I flipped through everybody's stories now, and I loved just the shot of your kids sitting in front of her computer, and there's, I guess, all the kids in her class. All sitting.
Yeah.
What program are they using? Is that Zoom?
I think it is Zoom. I wasn't part of the setup process for that, but I wanted to thank in my post, and I will continue to thank again today as often as I remember. You know, watching teachers scramble and have to do things different.
And make it happen.
And make it happen. It's been impressive, and I've been so proud to call you my kid's teacher and the school district that's had to pivot and put it all together in a moment's notice. It's awesome. Thank you so much. Because most parents at home with their kids, I'm not a school teacher. I'm not.
Right.
I mean, I'm happy to help along the way, and we read to our kids, and right now we're in that phase where everything is, what does that mean? I mean, and you don't even realize what words she's allowed to pass in years past without understanding them. And now she's going, wait, what does risk mean? Okay, risk. Let's see. How do I explain this to you?
You say, Siri, define risk.
Well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I've tried to, you know, exercise a little parenting and be like, oh, well, let me explain that to you. But you're right. Sometimes it is sort of like, I don't know how to explain that to you. And it has a couple meanings.
Yes.
Boy, the English language sucks, doesn't it?
You know, one of the things I love about reading books on the Kindle is that if you come up on a word you don't know, you touch the word and there's the definition. And that's, I think that's really cool. Bryn, you were about to say something?
Risk, a situation involving exposure to danger. She's gonna be like, what's exposure?
What's danger?
Right.
Part is dangerous?
Uh-huh.
Was I at risk today when I fell off my bike?
Yeah, so that is, anyway.
Anyway, long story short.
Thank you, teachers, a lot.
And please follow all of us on Instagram, because, man, are we busy on there.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and
Dublin, and online at allnaturalstone.com. The reason I'm sorry, I'm stuttering here, is I wanted to do a better job for All Natural Stone than we've been doing, and I just did the worst possible job. Let me pull up the note. I exchanged a note yesterday with Larry from All Natural Stone. He's the owner of the four locations, and I wrote him.
And he just did your kitchen, did a beautiful job.
Right. All Natural Stone did a wonderful, they were incredible to work with. My wife worked with them on the design.
You should do a kitchen tour.
Oh, right.
That'd be a good live video for your story.
You're not wrong, and I've been meaning to do more Instagramming. Anyway.
You know what you should do.
Oh, the momming.
I'll send you an email. With all my suggestions.
Your mom muscle's strong this morning. Good job.
You're welcome.
Anyway, what Larry was saying is they are still working and providing customer service, trying to fulfill orders, and they're doing appointments. So you can either do a phone appointment, you can email with them, customerservice@allnaturalstone.com, but they are there and they want to work. They just are working differently right now than they normally would. So if you want to get started on a kitchen or bathroom remodel or whatever it is you've got going on, it's a great time with the free time you've got to have them help you out. AllNaturalStone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So the big deal in the background of all this coronavirus noise has been the economy. It's extremely important that we come up with a way to get through this as a state and as a country.
We're all poor.
The White House and Senate leaders of both parties announced an agreement, and it looks like they're going to vote on it today. So the economy will get the bump it needs. Yesterday, apparently, based on rumors of a completion of this coronavirus bill, the Dow had its best day in 87 years. I don't understand how...
Really?
That's what they're saying in this story I've got in front of me. On the strength of Congress getting close to a major stimulus bill, the Dow Jones had its best day in 87 years. Okay.
Yeah, that's look.
What are we giggling about?
He just put up that thing with Bill Daryl.
Bill.
They're getting close to a bill.
Right.
Bill.
Sorry, I missed that part. Anyway, so that's what we're looking at is right now is the possibility that that thing gets done today and the economy calms some, at least the stock market calms some, as anyone who's looked at their 401k or anything, really.
I haven't done that. I'm not doing that.
Oh, I do it every day.
I'm afraid to look at it. I don't even hearing that we had a good day, I'm like, I should not look at that. I know it's bad. I just don't want to know. I don't want to know how bad.
Well, the Senate vote is expected today. It looks like it's a done deal. So that's good news for a bunch of reasons.
Well, we hope it's good news. It is an emotional thing, the whole stock market.
I wanted to mention this story because, and we've talked about it a few times, it is weird that toilet paper suddenly became the item of necessity. I do realize we all eat and we all therefore evacuate and do need clean ourselves.
Sure.
And yet,
although we're alone, so it's not the
weirdest thing about it's just okay. So toilet paper shelves are wiped out.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the hoarding of toilet paper has caused an issue. As people have gone to baby wipes and t-shirts.
Oh God, don't flush t-shirts.
Well, that's the thing. So the news on this is your yet again another public service announcement, which is the sanitation districts are asking, don't flush t-shirts. Don't even flush those wipes where they say they're flushable. They're not flushable. Remember, never flush wipes, paper towels, or tissues. They clog your pipes. If they don't clog your pipes at your house, they will clog when they get to the sanitation department or district. Yeah. So honestly,
we don't want clogs right now. Clogs are bad. Never flush anything but toilet paper.
in Redding. This is the story. It's all about Northern California, but wastewater management officials say people are using shredded T-shirts as toilet paper. That is not soiled rags.
No.
May get through the sewer line, but they get snagged in the pumps at the lift station, and that is a problem. So let's all be aware that those so-called flushable wipes aren't. Just throw them in the trash.
In a plastic bag.
Yeah, just throw them in your trash. I don't know how we got to this point, but...
But here we are.
Here we are.
So dumb.
Talking about the sewers.
Well, I do realize many people see that flushable wipes and they go,
great.
It's flushable.
It is not flushable. They just don't break down fast enough.
Right.
They should not be allowed to put flushable on those things. I hope that some of the packaging has changed because that's they say they're wreaking havoc, even in normal times. And now, if that's all people can get their hands on, sorry to say, you got to have a little plastic bag next to your toilet.
I feel bad saying this because I don't really like outing me and my family this way, but we end up throwing, you put a diaper in the trash out of necessity, and often it's a poopy diaper, and you just be like, woof, that is disgusting as you walk by, but that's so wipes. They're not as bad as a dirty diaper, right?
Yeah, but all of the above, it's all horrible.
It sucks.
And all of it needs to not go in the toilet.
Right, right. So that is something that you'll get by. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll live. Yuck, it smells bad. Put a lid on that thing. Whatever.
I put my diaper pail in my backyard.
Yeah, it's gross. Just walk the stuff outside.
Every time there's a poo diaper, I walk outside to throw that away.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, every poo diaper. But then once a week for trash day, I empty that poo diaper out the pail out. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I have to figure out which way the wind's blowing so I can stand on the other side of it.
Oh, boy.
Because it is gnarly.
Yeah, no, it's horrendous.
So wait a minute. You're telling me, because this is what I'm telling you, is over the course of any given day, we find ourselves we know better than to put a poopy diaper in the kitchen trash, for example. Mm-hmm. And yet when you're in the middle of just trying to get deal, we absolutely have just pushed them into the kitchen trash and been like, I just got to get this out of my hands not leave it where we do the changing. You're telling me every time
you walk out and put it in there?
We started off with the diaper pail in the house, and we threw all the diapers in there. And eventually, we just throw the poo diapers in the diaper pail, and then we just move the diaper pail outside because it's just crazy. And
it is gross.
Every single poo diaper, we put it aside if it's not going to, if we have no time, and then we'll just throw it in the diaper pail when we do have time.
Good for you. Hey,
I suppose the raccoons don't bother that thing.
Yeah, they don't. I don't,
They're like, no. You people are disgusting.
Hey, I wanted to mention this, and I haven't done it. I told you I was doing some online guitar lessons, but I'd already paid for one particular service. Fender is offering 3 months of free guitar lessons so you can learn in the lockdown.
Oh.
So I'm guessing that's Fender.com, or maybe I know they have a couple different apps, but whatever the case may be, if you've considered taking up an instrument, now's the time.
Sure. Order it from Bananas Online. Ding, ding, shame.
Yeah, get a guitar and get started. You can get an acoustic, and next thing you know, you're rocking the party like Sarah's John.
Yeah, Guitar John.
Guy brings it everywhere he goes, and every time you're like, you brought the guitar. And then later that night, you're like, thank God you brought the guitar. Right?
I am. Like, we don't go to parties without the guitar, because I just don't even want to be at a party where there's no guitar. I don't care if John's got the guitar, Pat's got the guitar. I don't care who has the guitar. We're playing guitar. I'm that person. Oh, boy. Vinny's like running around getting different computers. And...
Oh, you saw that.
Well, dang it. I looked and you weren't there anymore. Uh-oh, where'd he go? I'm pretty sure this is his break.
I'm still working on this computer in particular has been a little moody. And I've got my systems aren't down yet, but I wanted to bring up some texts and realize I needed to get the laptop. So our text number, and we are still taking them. Please send us whatever you're going through, whatever you're into. We'd love to hear it. 800-400-3697. Good morning, radio family. My son, Aquile, is that A-Q-U-I-L-L-E?
Aquile? Yeah, okay.
Turns 9 today. Can you please wish him a happy birthday? He loves listening to you guys with me in the morning. Thank you.
Happy
I hope
birthday.
I got your name right, buddy. I'm not sure if I did, but Aquile, it looks... Okay, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old
Bryn,
did you say he was?
9.
Oh, 9 years old. Oh, thanks for listening, kid. Thanks.
Hey, did Sarah cut her fringe? You cut your bangs, didn't you?
So...
Yeah, I'm just saying, I noticed it on the video yesterday or the day before and was like, oh boy, she really went at those.
Well, you know, the thing was that I slept on them that night. I couldn't get them to, you know, so they were already shorter because I cut them, I think, like last Thursday or Friday. I might have cut them Friday because I think maybe Monday would have been the first day. But, you know, we're all on. Nobody really sees that. And then yesterday I did this thing from my closet where I was showing you my outfit. And I just was like, oh boy. Maybe I should just turn this camera around. Yikes. Yes, I cut my bangs. I do that. And nowadays, everyone's going to look. Luckily, I have some experience with this because everybody's going to have to cut their own hair now.
Right. I'd grown a beard and couldn't take it anymore. And yesterday I shaved it off.
Well, you had a mustache a day or two ago, too.
The whole thing was just too much. So my effort to grow a hermit beard... I'm not built for that. Oh, I got a text. Listen to this. So we were talking about how, you know, people need to stay in. And even though you maybe can go to the beach or go surfing, maybe you shouldn't based on the wind and what it can carry. And if, you know, person coughing into the wind, that's going to land on you, just so you know. But I haven't surfed in weeks and was sort of considering, should I, shouldn't I? My friend wrote and said that in San Diego, they're issuing $1,000 tickets to people who go surfing.
Really?
Yeah, they have shut the beaches down, and they are issuing tickets. I didn't see this ticket. I'm being told that's what's happening. I don't know if it's happening here in Santa Cruz or OB or, you know, whatever your local beach is.
Right.
But it does look like they're getting more serious about keeping people... from getting in the water.
Yeah, it's one thing to take a little walk around your neighborhood just to stretch your legs or walk your dog. It's a whole other thing to be gathering. You know, like you said, the wind makes it more difficult to isolate yourself. Impossible, even. We can't have large gatherings of people anywhere, despite, you know, you think you're 10 feet apart.
I'm a clinical lab scientist. The job who is doing this testing for you. Nobody seems to know we exist. We have been testing for other coronaviruses for years. So this is our opportunity to thank clinical laboratory scientists.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being on the front lines. Thanks. You know, what did you say yesterday? Heroes that don't wear capes. A lot of those people out there right now. Thank you.
Not all heroes wear capes. Where is Sarah in the Cars movie?
I'm Corey Turbowitz. I'm a reporter. So, Paul Newman's character gives me a tip, and I thank him. You know, I share a little screen time with Paul Newman, the late great. You know,
I
the guy who makes all the salad dressing.
Teal, right?
Yeah, I'm teal colored, right.
Mm-hmm. Sarah owns...
I do some reporting.
Sarah owns this show's proudest moments as she boned Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, my God. I did not bone Eddie Van Halen.
The guy from Tears for Fears wanted to.
Oh, my God.
She's best friends with Sammy Hagar.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you are. You've played his birthday party. Who does that? Best friends do.
Best friends come to the birthday party. Hired employees.
And she's also... Listen, I'm trying to shine our nails right now. Can you just relax and let me enjoy this?
Okay.
And she's... she's in Cars, which is huge. That's one of the best Pixar... By the way, I've watched onward now a total of 4 times.
Oh.
It's grown on me considerably. I don't know where it falls in the
rankings.
List of great Pixar movies, but it's really good.
So it's one of the greats. And
they're
all
really
great.
Good. I don't know where it falls in that list, but it's really, really good. Anyway, I'm way out of time. I'm so late, I can't believe it.
All right, let's take a quick break and be right back. I guess I'll start with the Hot 100.
Sarah and Vinny.